It's humbling and frightening to witness the ever-changing moods of Mother Nature. Its sheer force turning a region known for its rich landscape, nestled between mountains and the Adriatic Sea, into a big swamp. People still trapped in their homes as the water takes its time to recede. Alessandra Pironi's family has owned their house in Massa Lombarda since the 1960s. They were among the first residents on her street. Her husband had put these wooden boards to prevent the water from seeping in through the front door.
We thought there would be a limited amount of rain, about 10 to 15 centimetres. Instead, it was a much higher level. It's painful. We put a lot of resources into it to renovate. To see it in this state now is difficult to watch.
Many here were trapped on upper floors while watching the rainwater invade their streets and homes. It's the worst flooding seen here in about a century. 6 months of torrential rain fell in a span of just 36 hours. Before that, the concern here was drought, and the soil was so dry that when that torrential downpour came, it couldn't absorb it. Thousands of acres of vineyards, fruit groves, and vegetable farms are now submerged, the damage likely to affect next year's harvest as well. More than 20 rivers burst their banks, sending torrents of muddy water tearing through entire towns, like here in Sant'Agata. Frightening hours that sisters Martina and Sandra Pianese still can't get to terms with.
It was like having a river here. The current was so strong, the rescuers couldn't reach us. We didn't have food or water. We didn't expect this. It's only the next day at 9 p.m. that the rescuers finally came.
The pressure of the rising water broke a window at the back of the house. And within minutes, furniture was floating around, the level it reached clearly visible, about a meter and a half. It's hard to point fingers under these circumstances, but some are putting at least some of the blame on old infrastructure that couldn't withstand extreme conditions. But mostly people say it's climate change that turns what looks like a peaceful body of water into a devastating tidal wave. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, in Emilia-Romagna.